Today, I'm going to show you how to get a free, that's right, I said a free Ivy League education. That's right. I'm going to show you today how to get a free Ivy League education.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today I'm going to show you how to get a free, that's right, I said a free Ivy League education. That's right. I'm going to show you today how to get a free Ivy League education. That is right. You heard this right. And everybody who's rocking, everybody who's listening, man, I hope you all have your ears down and tuned to the street and tuned to the podcast, because I'm going to really help you out today. So it's quarantine time. We all know this. I saw a tweet the other day. One of my guys who's following me on Twitter, his name's Zach, and he said, this is day 10 of the quarantine. And then he said, exhibit A, I'm moving things around in my apartment that makes completely no sense at all for the space that I have allotted within my apartment. And I looked, and my man had his fitness equipment on top of his couch, and he had his pillow, and he had his covers and everything he basically had thrown on the couch. And I'm like, Zach, what you got going on over there, man? I tweeted him back. I said, Zach, don't let the quarantine break your mind. And that's the thing I want to encourage us really quick today on this Monday. Motivation. Don't let this quarantine break your mind. All right. And that's why right here on my chest, I got the process. Well, I got the price of success. That's right. The price of success, because it does have a cost. And then that cost starts in our mind. Because in order for us to get to the next level, the next phase, the next stage in our life, and even for us to get to the next tax bracket, it starts with us having a growth mindset and us taking advantage of learning opportunities. And then even outside of taking advantage of those opportunities, when we retain that information, like getting a good book, reading it, for instance, then even outside of that, after you read the book, then you have to apply the information. Right. I was listening to one of the greats, Earl Nightingale, the other day, and just listening to the information he was sharing. He said, you should write down 5 ideas a day. And I was like, dang, that's a little excessive, isn't it? He said, you should write down 5 ideas a day. That way, at the end of the week, you have 25 ideas if you take off the weekends. Right. And then he said, I believe at the end of the year, then you have like 1,000. It was something crazy like that. And I was like, whoa, that's wild. Like, that's a lot of ideas. That's a lot of thoughts. But then when I began to speak with my wife about it earlier tonight, I was just talking with her and I was saying, well, I understand it. Because if you bring 5 ideas to the table, then you have 5 ideas. You lose interest in one. Then you have 4. And then you're like, okay, well, I don't have the money for this one. Then you have 3. Then you're like, okay, I'm really passionate about this one. But these other two, I mean, I want to do more research. You read more about him. You're like, okay, this is going to take too much time. Then you have the other one in the middle. And you're like, well, you know what? I see everybody else doing this in the market. So let me just stick with this last one right here. Let me stick with this one right here. So the law of probability, our probability speaks for itself. If you have 5 ideas, you eliminate 4, but then you capitalize on that one, then you can be a success. So my friends, I'm going to put a link down in the description. Like I said, if you want to take advantage and get a free Ivy League education, now is the time. There's courses on business. There's courses on finance. There's courses on marketing. There's courses on speaking. There's courses on rhetoric. There's so many different topics that they cover. I can't even break them all down, but I'm going to put the link in the subject header, not in the subject header, and put the link in the description. I want you to take time. I want you to check it out, and I want you to commit to share it with one person, because there are courses on here from Pennsylvania University. There are courses on here from Harvard University. Y'all, don't be selfish with this information. Share this information and make sure that somebody else gets their hands on it. Because this is too great of an opportunity to not capitalize. A lot of us are sitting at home and we have some downtime. These courses are 4 weeks long, 5 weeks long, some of them 8 weeks long, but they just require maybe an hour, 2 hours of your week, like 2 hours of your week in order for you to be able to get the information, you know, check out the assignment, watch the video, read the articles, whatever it might be. But if you've had an interest in some of these topics, now is the time for you to take a moment, check it out, go through the course, and then capitalize. But I want you to make sure that when you register, at the bottom left-hand corner, it says audit. You want to click that to make sure you don't go through and do the trial, because the trial will charge you after 7 days. They give you a free 7-day trial, and then they charge you. But go after you start registering in the bottom left-hand corner. It's gonna say audit. Click that audit button to make sure you get in there. And I just wanted to drop that nugget on you all. I really wanted to encourage you to do that. I just registered for a few classes, so I would encourage you to do the same thing, because now you have control and you have the ability to register for the things that you want to pursue, the things that you want to learn more about. So why not take advantage of this opportunity? This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you the price of success. There's a price on it, and it starts with our mindset. So today, I want you to click the link, check it out. Just look to see if there's anything that could benefit you. If not, move on. No harm done, no foul. That's first. Second, I want you just to think about a few ideas today. Like, maybe you can take this course and then turn around and then charge somebody by coaching them with the same information that you learned. That's another one that could work. But lastly, man, just really get out here and truly assess and identify how you can take this information, how you can apply it to your life, how can you apply it to your business, and then how you can yield another level of success from it. TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?